بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, His mercy upon us, Allah ta'ala has selected us from amongst the people of Iman, and Allah ta'ala has brought us to His house to perform our salah wa jama'at. If a person thinks about it, that we left our families, we left our houses, we left whatever we were doing to come to perform salat wa jama'at. On the one hand, it seems like as if a person did not gain anything. Perhaps maybe in his mind he might think that he lost out on what he was doing. But that is if a person is looking at it with the eye of dunya, or the people of dunya, or the thinking that what I am seeing is the reality, and a person forgets the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for every single salah that is performed in jama'at, a person's reward is multiplied either 25 or 27 times. And not only that, but with regards to asr salah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. And the muhaddithin explain, they say that what are the two cold salahs which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to? One is the asr salah. So one is what a person sees with his eye. What I am seeing with my eye, that is not the reality. That is a deception. That is something that behind that, there is a parda, there is a veil. And in reality, what am I supposed to look at? That what is the command of Allah? What has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised us? What is the wa'ada of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So if I have yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be easy for me to leave everything that I am doing and to fulfill the command and the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I understand and I have yaqeen that only in the commands of Allah and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is complete success of dunya, qabr and akhirat. What I hear in the i'lan, the reality of that has to enter into my heart. So our yaqeen has to shift away from the things that we see around us and to come onto the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, in the entire dunya, there is a call, there is a da'wah that is given in dunya. What is a da'wah of dunya and a people of dunya? That if you have dunya, you are successful. If you do not have dunya, then you are unsuccessful. And in order to get dunya, what is the normal process? That a person needs to study, he needs to educate, he needs to make an effort in order to make his dunya. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us and that person is the true successful person, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, that فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Person is saved from Jahannam, entered into Jannat, he has achieved complete and total success. Similarly, a person looks around, what is the da'wat of the people of dunya? That with things you are going to get peace of mind, contentment of heart, chain and sukoon has been kept in things. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That only in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, is a person going to find that peace of mind and that contentment of heart. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala made an effort, and in that effort they had yaqeen on the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was after mentioning something, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then presented a proof to say that now I have bought this item, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was present, then he became sort of the second proof, in spite of him not seeing the actual transaction that had taken place, Sayyidina Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he was asked that how could you say such a thing when you are not present, he told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, in those things which we cannot see, you are informing us about it. We believe in it, most certainly and definitely, with regards to the things of this dunya, what you are going to be saying and telling us, there is no doubt about it whatsoever. So this was a yaqeen of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like this, we find that if a person tells us that a certain individual has passed away, go to the qabrastan, at the qabr of this person, it is just a heap of sand, and there is nothing besides a heap of sand. That is, when a person is looking at it with the eye of dunya or the people of dunya, but if he looks at it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that al-qabru rawdatu min riyad al-jannah or hufratu min hufar al-niran, that either it is a garden from the gardens of Jannah or it is a pit from amongst the pits of the fire of Jahannam. A person will now understand and realize that maybe even if I dig deep down into the qabr, I might see either a punishment or I might see a garden. But even if he does not see that, most certainly and definitely has yaqeen that yes, certainly, definitely, the person that has passed away is either enjoying himself in that qabr or that person is going through difficulties in that qabr. So we have to have that yaqeen within us that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, there is no doubt about it, not even 0.1%, but 101% true are the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we find that a person on the one hand, that his transaction and his muamala is based on riba, is based on interest. He sees more coming into his account. And on the other hand, if he gives sadaqah, what does he see? He sees a decrease in his wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, that the riba which a person acquired, Allah is going to obliterate it, wipe it out, no traces of it left whatsoever. But that sadaqah that a person gives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to multiply the rewards of it manifold, and a person will see the rewards of it because these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there can be no doubt about it whatsoever. So similarly, our life in this world, our entire life, we see benefit and harm with regards to the things of this dunya. So, for example, a person did not come to perform his salah with jama'at. He sees some benefit in terms of dunya, dunyavi benefit, worldly benefit. But there was harm in terms of his akhirat. What was his harm in terms of his akhirat? That as if فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ, his possessions, his wealth, his family members, all of that have been lost. So these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we can see it with our eye or we cannot see it with our eye, whether we understand it or we do not understand it, the words of Allah, words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt about it whatsoever. Like this, that with regards to the life of akhirat, that we have been taught that there is Jannat or Jahannam. A person who leaves this dunya believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not ascribing anything, anyone as partners and shirk, and making shirk unto Allah, Allah will enter this person into Jannat. And on the other hand, if a person, Allah forbid, leaves this dunya without iman, then such a person's problems are going to start. So we have to make an effort to see that how the reality and the haqiqat of iman can enter into our hearts, that we understand and we realize that whatever we see around us, behind it is the command and the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that can happen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to happen. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. If Allah does not want something to happen, then nothing can happen. So everything around in this entire universe happens with the command and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of dunya think to themselves that we are in charge, we are in control, we are controlling the economies of the world, or the governments are run by us, or the decisions of the world are run by us. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that is in charge. Abraha thought to himself that we can go with an army of elephants to destroy the Kaaba and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are powerful. That is what he thought. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a weak creation in the form of a bird with a small little pebble to destroy a huge army of elephants. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit when he wants benefit to come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause harm when he wants harm to come. The decision is solely and only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to ask ourselves that to what extent in our lives do we have this yaqeen, or do we have this conviction, or do we have this in our hearts, that the haqiqat and the reality needs to come into our hearts. For us to understand and realize this, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they made an effort for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they sacrificed their health, wealth, and everything of theirs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala granted them the haqiqat and the reality of it. They were prepared to, so to say, that sacrifice whatever they had, whether it was wealth, whether it was their family members, whether it was their lives, they were prepared for it. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the occasion of the expedition in the battle of Muta, that he was eating, and he had not eaten for a few days, when he realized that now the chance and the turn was his to be the Amir and to be the leader of the Muslims in that particular expedition, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, that immediately, when for a moment, like it is natural with every individual, there is an obstacle, there is something that pulls a person behind from going forward, from moving forward, from sacrificing. So what did he say? That most certainly, that whether willingly or unwillingly, we have to go. And if it is because of the love of my slaves, then they are set free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is out of love of anything else of this dunya, then all of that is given away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They had understood the reality of this. We find that Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as this has been mentioned about other Sahaba also, when they are leaving this world, they have understood and realized, it seems like as if this is harm coming to me. It seems like as if I am losing my life. It seems like as if this life of mine which I am enjoying, and the joys, the temptations, the passions and the desires are now coming to an end. Finish, this is the be all and the end all. But what does he say? That Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, on a qasam of Allah, I have achieved success. Why? Because they understood that behind that which they are looking at, the success, the real success which Allah has kept, is in obedience to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I am leaving this dunya after having fulfilled the commandments of Allah. So most certainly I have achieved complete and total success. That is why the qatil and the killer, afterwards he was thinking to himself, that what is the success that he is talking about? I have killed him, he has died, but he is saying that he is successful. What is that? When he found out and he asked the people, this was a means of this person's hidayat. So this is when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum showed us that how we have to also have this, that when we carry on making an effort to see that how the deen of Allah can come alive and how we can make some qurbani and sacrifice for the reality and the haqiqat of that to come into us. And it seems like as if we are going through some sort of difficulty, some sort of harm, or we have to lose our lives also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a better return and a better reward. We find in the life of this dunya, every person is looking for a better return in any investment that he makes, or anywhere that he spends his money. He wants the most out of his money that he is spending. That is with regards to the system of dunya and the people of dunya. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most generous of all those that are generous, most appreciative of anyone that can ever be appreciative, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared and ready to give us something much more better in return for a little and for a percentage and for a fraction of what we spend for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the kindness and the mercy of Allah. That is why, my respected elders and brothers, if we have to look in front of us, that we have got a life in front of us, or are we heading towards a life of akhirat? Is it the life of dunya that is in front of me, or is it the life of akhirat that is in front of me? What is the haqiqat, what is the reality? In front of me, shaitan and nafs are making me look towards a life of dunya, that after so many years, this is what I want, this is what I want to achieve, and this is what I want to do. But in reality, the building of the castles in the air has destroyed a person. That all of this has got no haqiqat and no reality within it. On the other hand, a person's nazar, his gaze, is towards akhirat. And what is he looking at? He is looking at the bounties and the ni'mats of akhirat, of jannat, which Allah has prepared, which Allah has kept in store for a person. A person is now making an effort that I want to achieve that. A person is now aspiring that this is my goal, this is my ultimate, this is what I want. Now a person moves forward, he realizes and he understands that now I need to make an effort for akhirat, that the worry and concern is for my akhirat, the worry and concern is for the akhirat of entire humanity at large. Otherwise every single person's gaze is focused towards dunya, improving dunya, bettering the standards of dunya, and forgetting the life of akhirat, forgetting the eternal joy and happiness and the bliss and the comfort which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. With regards to Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ, that perpetually they will be in a state of enjoyment, and خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, and that will be forever. So one is in dunya, a person has some enjoyment, temporary gain, temporary enjoyment. But after some time that bounty is taken away and snatched away from a person, with regards to akhirah, that is not going to be the case. Allah is going to enter this person into Jannah, and that bounty and that ni'mat will increase day by day, moment by moment, and a person is only just going to find the beauty of what Allah has kept in store. And not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions that وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ. That Allah mentions with regards to Jannah that a person is going to get. And in this particular ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of Iman, that they have and they undertake and they fulfill the zimmedari and responsibility. What is that? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Believing men, believing women, that they command good, forbid evil, obey Allah, and they establish salah and they discharge a zakat. For such people, Allah has promised Jannah. But even better than Jannah, what is better than Jannah? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That the slightest and the smallest bit of the pleasure, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing. So my dear respected elders and brothers, our making an effort in a life of this dunya is to make our akhirat. And making our akhirat is to see that how my Allah can be pleased with me. Once my Allah is happy with me, Allah will never ever disappoint me. People of dunya, this was my friend, this was my business partner, this was my family member, I done everything for him. But today what has happened, he was disloyal to me, he let me down, he turned against me. That is a system of dunya. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there can be no doubt about it whatsoever, that most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever disappoint a person. Allah ta'ala will grant a person the best of returns in the life of akhirat. So that has to be our aspiration, our goal. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. With more emphasis that most certainly and definitely this is the true and the real life, that is the life of akhirat. The dunya, the example is the child playing with his toy. That you carry on playing with your toy, I'm driving the real car. You carry on playing with that toy plane of yours, I'm the pilot and I'm flying the plane. That is the dunya and this is the akhirat. So we have to understand and realize Allah has given us a great responsibility, that for our akhirat and the akhirat of humanity and mankind at large, that worry and concern with which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a responsibility, and when an effort is going to be made, Allah will bring alive deen. And when no effort is going to be made, level of deen is going to come down. This is the system and the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this particular reason, we have to see that how we can make a decision with Allah, how we can get ourselves accepted in a court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not based on a person's intelligence, or a person being free, or a person having the wealth, or a person having capabilities and salahiyat, but rather it is upon qabuliyat and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah, we have to cry and we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is that being that is going to accept us and take us forward and make us masabih al-huda, lanterns of hidayat. And through little bit of qurbani, sacrifice, Allah will bring alive deen, Allah will spread the winds of hidayat. So for this particular reason, all of us should make intention inshaAllah that we are going to spend our health, wealth and time for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see that how the deen of Allah once again can come alive, and how every single command of Allah and the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come alive. For that we all make some intention, some niyat. InshaAllah, tashkeel will be made after Maghrib. When tashkeel is made, then we give our names that we are ready to go anywhere, anytime, with anyone, whether for long periods of time, short periods of time, whatever our mashwara is made, we make that niyat and we make that intention and we put ourselves forward, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that. Allah is al-muqaddim, the one who takes a person and puts a person forward based on what we have in our hearts. So inshaAllah, all of us should make intention. We all are ready for this inshaAllah? InshaAllah. This time between Asr and Maghrib on a day of Jummah is a very Mubarak time. It is known as Sa'atul Ijabah, the time where a person's du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at least few minutes, person should make some du'a, cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and place our needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding.